بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وأفضل الصلاة وأتم التسليم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. Respected brothers and sisters in the Muslim community in Altrincham, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. I ask Allah سبحانه وتعالى on this blessed day of Friday that you are all well inshallah. Exactly 4 weeks ago, a great Muslim da'iyah, a great Bosnian leader has passed away. His name is Ismet Qasumagic. And I thought it was only right in his memory that we discuss his biography and learn some lessons from his contributions and achievements. Ismet was born in 1928 on the 21st day of August. He learned the basics of his Islamic faith in one of the private Islamic institutions, basic madrasa, in Sarajevo at the time. He equally received his primary school education at one of the state schools there. Upon finishing his primary school, he studied for 4 years the subject of Islamic studies in a school of Sharia. Next, he went to the high school for boys in Sarajevo. Ismet demonstrated from an early age an excellent ability and high achievements throughout his early years of education. After completing his high school, he went on to university where he studied engineering. He at the same time was able to learn several foreign languages. He remarkably was able to learn and speak English, French, Russian, and German languages, and he had some level of speaking Arabic as well. He participated in various scientific researches at international platforms, including the United Nations Industrial Development Organization. As for his Islamic contributions, Ismet was involved in Islamic work right from the age of 15 with a group of his friends, including the late President Ali Izzet Begovic. Ismet, with his close friend Ali Izzet and others, formed a civil association in the 40s that took upon itself to look after the welfare of Bosnian refugees. Furthermore, Ismet, at the age of 19, together with Ali Izzet, and due to their basic civil and Islamic contributions to the society, they were sent to prison, where Ismet, at the age of 19, was sentenced for 1 year. When he came out of prison, he was 20. That experience did not stop him from carrying on with his civil and peaceful activities. These activities shaped up his personality, and it truly demonstrated his excellent Islamic characters. Subhanallah, in a beautiful way, Mr. Jamal Latitic, who remains until now to be the teacher in a faculty at Sarajevo University, described Ismet to be someone who deserves the title of da'iyatun ilallah, someone who dedicated the best period of his life to call for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ismet started his da'wah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when he was 16, and he carried on all the way through until he became 93 years of age when he passed away last month. Just like Ali Izzat, late President Ali Izzat, and again for their further Islamic and civil activities, both together with other friends of theirs were sent to prison for the second time in 1983. Ismat by then was 55 years of age. He was sentenced to 10 years in prison. He only spent 5 years of it in conditions that he described later on to be difficult. After that, with their continuous work, this group of blessed men and women in Bosnia were able to reach the point where Bosnia became an independent country that was recognized by the UN as well as the EU. And in the first government that was formed there, Ismat was allocated the Ministry of Sciences and Technology. Soon after that, the war of aggression against Bosnia started, and throughout the 44 months of war in Bosnia against Bosnia, Ismat demonstrated his full commitment to protect his country and to protect the people of Bosnia. Prophet Ismat got married at an early age, at a young age, to Lady Aziada. They were blessed with 3 daughters, and Allah Azza wa Jal further blessed them with 13 grandchildren and 14 great-grandchildren. Subhanallah. He, in his late years of life, used to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continuously. And he used to say, I am so grateful to Allah that not only my daughters, but my grandchildren and great-grandchildren are all practicing Muslims, and hopefully they will contribute for the purpose of Islam remaining in practice in Bosnia. Ismat's eldest granddaughter, Almasa, who is currently a lecturer at the science faculty in Sarajevo University, said in memory of her grandfather, she said, I am so proud, I am so grateful to Allah that I am one of the grandchildren of Ismat. This is because our grandfather taught us how to stand by what is right and how to work peacefully and continuously for the sake of achieving our aims and objectives. Brothers and sisters, there are a number of lessons, surely, that we can draw from the biography of Professor Ismat Rahimahullah. What are they? One, the investment of his parents in the early years of his tarbiyah. Remember the fact that he, by the guidance of his parents and of course the tawfiq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, was sent at an early age to learn his Islamic studies. That left an impact upon him for the rest of his life. Lesson number 2 is that Professor Ismat Rahimahullah managed uniquely, on one hand, to contribute for the betterment of humanity. As we've seen, he was outstandingly achieving person in the Faculty of Engineering and in his work afterwards. But at the same time, he was a dedicated da'iyah looking after the welfare of his country and his Muslim people. The other lesson that we can learn from Professor Ismat is to persevere at the time of test. He was tested when he was 19 years of age. He was further tested when he became 55 years of age. And those tests of 1 year in prison and then 5 years in prison were quite harsh, but he persevered. He accepted that it was a test for him, and he did his best to benefit from that. The other lesson that we can benefit and learn from Professor Ismat Sira and biography is that he never got tired of his voluntary work, of his community work, of his dedication for the betterment of his country and the welfare of his people. Please imagine with me that when he was at the age of 60, as he left prison on the second occasion, at that age, he had every reason to say to people around him, "I've done what I can. I now need to retire. I need to take it easy and look after my health and my family." He didn't do that. To him as a Muslim, and I ask that we consider that and apply it to ourselves, there is no retirement as such. We are expected to work all the way through with every minute we have, with every resource Allah Azza wa Jal has blessed us with, to achieve the task that we are sent for on this earth, and that is to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to contribute positively to all aspects of life around us. The final lesson that I would share with you from the biography of Professor Ismat is that he looked after his children. He looked after his great grandchildren, and he further looked after his great grandchildren and, of course, the community around him. This ash-shu'ur bil-mas'uliyyah, this feeling of responsibility to his country, to his people, to his community, to his neighbors, to his relatives, to people around him at all times, is such an honorable character that we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we learn and benefit from. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept Professor Ismat, to forgive his sins, to bless him, to grant him Jannatul Firdaus, and for the same to late President Ali Izzat, and the same for all those people of Bosnia who worked hard for their country, and the same for Muslims throughout the Muslim world who over the years have done everything they can to save their countries and to save their people. I now ask you please to join me in making dua. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala al-Nabi. Ya ayyuha al-lazina amanu, sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli wa sallim wa barik ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Allahumma ahdina fi man hadayt, وعافنا في من عافيت وتولنا في من توليت وبارك لنا فيما أعطيت وقنا واصرف عنا شر ما قضيت إنك تقضي ولا يقضى عليك إنه لا يذل من واليت ولا يعز من عاديت تباركت ربنا وتعاليت فلك الحمد على ما قضيت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. Jazakumullahu khayran. Stay safe. Look after yourselves. Make dua for our Muslim ummah, please. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.